Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner says his office will soon begin forwarding the names of suspected non-citizens on the voter rolls to local elections officials. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the move formally kicks off the second attempt at a controversial scrubbing program.
Detzner has been at work since 2012 on how to use SAVE, the Federal Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements database, to vet registered voters. Florida came under heavy criticism for a number of problems at the polls on Election Day 12, when hundreds of Americans were asked to prove their citizenship or risk losing the right to vote.
I want to welcome everybody here. Thank you, supervisors, for attending.
Detzner kicked off his Project Integrity Tour in October, aimed at assuring election supervisors that this voter purge would go more smoothly than his initial effort.
We're happy to discuss them and answer any questions that might come up. They were a great improvement and I think a great example of the collaboration between supervisors, the public interest groups, and the Secretary of State's office to make changes to deal with problems in the 2012 election.
Detzner also met in Panama City with election officials from Northwest Florida, many of whom scrapped the first purge after discovering the data from the state were flawed.
That process did not go well. It was obviously well publicized that there were people that were identified on that list that should not have been on there.
Escambia County's David Stafford was among the election supervisors attending that session.
It was clearly an effort to try to do things differently than they did in 2012, which was obviously a good idea because their initial rollout, which in fairness to Secretary Detzner, occurred prior to his coming on board.
The Secretary of State is placing his hopes for a smoother process on the SAVE system. It contains data from agencies such as Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Coast Guard. Stafford says another plus is that spreadsheets are replaced with going case by case.
Part of that is they do the initial legwork of the matching criteria and the investigation and looking into any source documentation. And then that information is delivered to the supervisor who then initiates their own procedure for reviewing the information. And if they're confident in the information, then that's when the procedures begin.
To start, the new process will be used only on new voter registration applications. They'll again be matched with Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles driver's license records, which include an alien registration number for non-citizens. Stafford says under state law, any potentially ineligible Florida resident will be notified of their status, and there is an appeals process if needed.
If that notice is returned as undeliverable, then it's published in the newspaper. And there's opportunity for the person that's been identified to provide information to the contrary, up to and including a hearing before the election supervisor.
This is not a partisan issue. You want people to register to vote, get involved in campaigns, and vote. And so we want to make sure this is done the right way, but non-citizens aren't voting in our elections.
Purging Florida's voter rolls is the brainchild of Governor Rick Scott, who sought and received access to the federal SAVE database to cross-check names on the state's voter lists.
The Secretary of State will work with our 67 supervisor of elections to make sure it's a very methodical process where you'll confirm the names and things like that to make sure that there's a good due process.
Litigation against the purge filed by voting groups representing minorities, mostly Hispanics, was dismissed in July after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Many say this is a tactic by Scott to amp up the conservative base for his reelection campaign. University of Florida professor Daniel Smith is a voting rights expert and opposed the purge in the federal lawsuit.
What is going on is an effort to fearmonger that there are thousands of non-citizens on the voter rolls or thousands of people who live in other states or thousands of people who, for one reason or another, shouldn't be on the list. The fact of the matter is that is not the case. This is pure politics.
Another opponent of continuing the removal of names from the voter rolls is former Governor Charlie Crist, a Republican turned independent turned Democrat who is running for his old job. He says a purge would make it much more difficult for Floridians to cast their ballots.
You know, in Florida, we have a history of having some pretty close elections. I think everybody remembers 2000 and how close that was. And so every single vote really matters. And the notion and the idea of making it more difficult to exercise this precious right that so many people have fought and died for our fellow Americans and my fellow Floridians, is just unconscionable to me.
Secretary of State Ken Detzner has sent a proposed memorandum of agreement to the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Elections. Once signed, it will allow local supervisors to double-check the information of a suspected non-citizen to make sure no eligible voters are removed from the rolls. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.